You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello, it's us again. Welcome to this special one-off episode of the 1871 podcast. And we've decided to bring you this episode to update you on everything we know about the current situation at Reading FC. So that's it then for this episode. Bye. Well, look, actually, that is pretty much how the Reading fans are feeling at the moment, isn't it? But look, before we start this episode, we have a confession for you. We were so convinced that Chris Wilder was going to be the new Reading manager that we prepared an episode to go live when the official announcement was made, which we thought was imminently, as a lot of the Reading fans did, I think. Unfortunately, it went live in error. So we officially announced Chris Wilder as the new manager before it happened. Even if it is going to happen, we don't know. But frankly, like many Reading fans, we're actually getting bored of waiting for some news. So just for fun, the episode is now live, so you can have a listen. So just to confirm, Chris Wilder has not been announced as Reading's new manager. Well, not yet anyway. But you can listen to the episode or watch on YouTube if you are interested in hearing what our reaction was when we thought Chris Wilder was about to be announced as the new Reading manager. So that's available now. But look, let's discuss what is going on at Reading. And Johnny and I are joined on this episode by the Reading Chronicle's Reading FC reporter, James Earnshaw. And James, welcome back to the 1871 podcast. And I imagine that it's quite a challenging time for you to be able to do your job properly as a Reading FC reporter at the moment, isn't it?
Yeah, cheers for having me on, Mark. Yeah, it's been a weird, nervy time, and you know, social media is a bit of a cesspit at the minute, to be honest. And you know, rightly so, fans are wondering what's going on, and to be honest, most people in the club are wondering what's going on. It's a problem when you've got such a small sort of select group of people that are in control, is that it's not really filtered down. It's not obviously helped with staff members not being in, you know, obviously Mark Bowen being off the last couple of, I think it's last week or so. You know, the club's sort of seemingly grounded to a halt, and, you know, not a lot seems to be moving forward, and it's frustrating. Even more frustrating, there's nothing we can really do about it.
Yeah. Well, James, look, we've got some questions to put to you from Reading fans, and then Johnny and I are going to try to do our best to make some sort of sense, Johnny, about what's going on at the club at the moment. And James, we've got you for about 10 minutes. We know as you're currently taking a break at work. So thank you for joining us. So look, let's kick off. And I've got a question for you, James, from Paul Bugs Evans on Facebook. And I've chosen this question first is because it's the question that a lot of, well, I think most, if not all Reading fans are asking. Paul just wants to know what the bloody hell is going on.
Don't we all?
There's a lot of fans want to know the answer to that, so they'd be very interested to hear your answer, James.
Yeah, there's a lot of journos that want to know as well. It's sort of all difficult to gauge, isn't it, with all the sort of rumours that are banding around on Twitter. I think the truth is sort of nobody really has much of an idea. As much as we definitely know is that as of even the end of May, that the manager situation was close to being resolved. You know, they had a list down to two or three, and they were, you know, looking to bring somebody in, whether that was Wilder. I think it probably was Wilder, but, you know, it's not been confirmed. So something's cropped up. Obviously, Mark Bowen sort of is, you know, compassionate issues, and him sort of heading off for, you know, to sort his, clear his head out, has sort of brought everything to a standstill. And that's about as much as we know. Nothing's really changed the last couple of weeks. No manager has signed any contracts, as far as I'm aware. There might have been some sort of gentleman's agreement where, you know, they're going to take over, but nothing's been signed. You know, there's no official announcement pending soon. So we just got to hope that, you know, once Bowen gets back to work, and, you know, he's got himself sorted, that things start to move at a quicker pace, because we need a manager and we need players and whatever else. And obviously Jared Dublin heading off is not ideal. But I think that is more of a case of just a better offer's come in, and, you know, being a League One club, you're not really in a position to turn that down. But yeah, it's a lot is happening, and not a lot's happening. You know, it's all a lot of talk, but nothing really concrete is actually moving.
Yeah. And James, I want to ask you, because obviously we had all the kind of anticipation of the new manager, and then all of a sudden it went quiet. And there's been some talk, I think, over the last few days that the owners have had enough. They want to sell up, and there's some suggestion that they've actually walked away, they've disappeared. Do you think, I'm going to ask you this question, because it's something that a lot of Reading fans are concerned about now. Do you think there's a real danger that Reading could be or are already in serious trouble now? And should we be getting concerned about things like the possibility of, you know, if the owner walks away and a new owner isn't found, could the club go into administration? You know, is that, are we not at that stage yet, or is there a genuine concern that something like that might be in the near future?
There's always that concern in the back of your head, isn't there? You know, you never truly know, especially with never having met or spoken to Mr. Dye. He's the only man that knows that. As far as I'm aware, he was, you know, willing to listen to offers, but I think that's how football works. I don't think there's an owner that won't listen to an offer if the right money comes in. But I don't think, you know, I asked a question to senior people at the club last month, and it was business as usual. And, you know, Dye's, as always, nothing's changed. You know, if a good offer comes in and he's, you know, it's decent money, then he'll take it. But he's not actively looking to get the club off of his hands. And as far as I'm aware, nothing's changed. You know, so I don't think, you know, the staff were paid, you know, on time last month for the, you know, not the first time, for the first time in quite a while, with bank holidays and whatever else. So there's no real suggestion. Okay,
I just checked. Did you say that the staff weren't paid on time?
No, they were.
Oh, they were.
They were last month. Yeah, sorry. So they were last month. You know, so there's no real signal. I know that other than Bowen, everybody was in the training ground yesterday in terms of the hierarchy higher up. You know, the likes of Carey and De Jong Pang were at Bearwood. So, you know, there's nothing to suggest that Dye has suddenly gone nowhere. But, yeah, you know, with someone that lives in China and with the sort of aloof figure that he's become, you know, nobody truly knows, I don't think, unless you're Mr. Dye.
Yeah. And look, we've got loads of other questions from Reading fans, and we know your time's limited, James. So we're going to try and get through as many of those questions from the Reading fans as we can. But before that, Johnny, is there anything that you'd like to ask James?
I don't know. I just think, you know, the whole silence, you know, no news is good news in our case, isn't it, James? I, you know, as a, you know, a journalist, it must be very frustrating for you, as, you know, as the fans, because we've not heard anything really apart from about the women's team. I know today is the first day of the transfer window as well, isn't it? So, you know, it's a huge time for any club to go through, you know, changes. But, you know, the fans do have a right to have something from the club, don't they, about what's going on?
Yeah.
The clubs are doing it.
Yeah, I don't think the club have really helped themselves with the lack of communication. I think this is something that could have been nipped in the bud sort of much earlier, even if it was a passing statement to say, you know, we're aware of the time it's taking, but rest assured, you know, things are in hand and there's nothing to worry about. But the truth is the people that are making those statements genuinely don't know either. You know, the ones that are making the decisions aren't particularly coming at dropping information down. And the ones that are, you know, sat there at the laptops putting these press releases together, they've got time to kill and they've got targets to meet. And, you know, they're putting out these, I know, you know, this morning's tweet sort of riled a few people up, but, you know, that was probably written days ago and scheduled for this certain time. And, you know, it's nothing to do with them, that the people above them have sort of kept everybody in the dark. So, yeah, I don't think the club have helped themselves at all. And fans are obviously scared more than anything and frustrated. And I think there's a lot of people in the club that are probably feeling the same. You know, the average run-of-the-mill Monday to Friday staff that aren't sure if their jobs are going to be here in 2, 3, 4 weeks or months' time.
And James, I've got a question from Richard Brandt on Facebook. He wants to know, as far as you know, is the club definitely up for sale?
I don't think anything's changed and that they've put a sign in the window saying for sale. But as far as I'm aware, as it has been for as long as Mr. Dye's been here, that if a good offer comes in, then he would listen. It is all I've been told. I've not been told anything such as on this specific day he wants to sell the club. So as far as I'm aware, it's business as usual. And, you know, if someone comes in and puts a lot of money on the table or clears the debts or gives Dye some form of break even or profit, then I'm sure he is a listening. But other than that, I mean, it's just as dark as you.
Yeah, and what's your gut feeling, James? Do you think the club will be sold, you know, between now and the end of next season? What's your thoughts?
Yeah, my gut changes every single morning that I wake up and read Twitter. That's the thing. I had always thought that he would give us 1 year in League One to try and get back up. But sort of, I don't know. My gut feeling now is that I don't think Dye will be here next season. That's just my gut. That's not based off of anything.
As in the season coming or the following season?
The following season.
Okay.
I think that's just my gut. I don't have any sort of intel on Dye. You know, no one really talks to him at all, to be honest, other than Bowen. But yeah, I, the signs aren't sounding good, are they, coming out? And obviously Smudge, my predecessor, had been at the club for 25 years, so I'm sure he's picked up a fair few more sources than I have in my year in the role. So there's no smoke without fire.
Mm. Got one more question for you, James, because I know you need to go. So Paul Mills on Facebook, and I'm going to summarise what Paul has said here. He says that even though Reading have some good quality players in the under-23 team, we are now seeing players leave without any announcement or acknowledgement. And the theory that Paul is putting forward is that the owners have gone. As I say, this is a theory being put forward by Paul, possibly based on what he's read on social media. So his theory is that the owners have gone. They've left Mark Bowen to it. And by the way, as you mentioned, we believe Mark Bowen's on compassionate leave, possibly due to a death in the family. So we do hope that Mark and his family are okay in the circumstances. Just want to say that. And we think that, as you alluded to, James, that could mean that nobody else is kind of authorised to say anything. Do you think that sums it up?
Yeah, the Nabi Sarr one was interesting, especially when they released the statement. But as far as I'm aware, sort of Nabi Sarr had sort of gone off or his agent had gone off and sorted himself out a new club without, you know, warning the club that he was doing so. So I think the club were fully expecting Sarr to be on the books next season, or at least, you know, beginning of July when the contract sort of reset. So that came as a shock to everybody. And when they then put the release out at 10:30 on a Sunday night, it kind of caught everybody off guard. And I think they were a little bit miffed that the etiquette wasn't particularly followed by the Qatari club, or maybe even particularly even Nabi Sarr himself. So that one was a very sort of odd scenario. I presume Bowen would be the man that would sign it off. But as De Jong Pang as CEO, surely he should be able to to sign things off. I mean, my thinking is surely the whole club shouldn't come to a standstill just because Mark Bowen's off. It's my thinking of how a business would work. But again, from what people have been saying, De Jong Pang isn't particularly the most efficient working in a football club. So maybe it is all coming down to Mark Bowen, in which case that's a lot of pressure to be put under while dealing with your own personal things. So difficult time for everybody.
James, have we got you for a few more minutes or do you need to go?
Yeah, I'll do one more question.
Okay. Well, look, I'm going to... I've got a few things to read out in terms of the problems that Reading fans perceive with Reading. One of the big ones is that there's no actual news from the club, players are leaving and so on. Mm. James, final question, and this is from John Randall on Twitter. And John says he still thinks that Wilder is a done deal pending an official announcement. But he'd like to know, was that really Chris Wilder in the photo at the training ground? He also wants to know if you think that Chris Wilder has agreed to be our manager, and is that being held up by the EFL or the owners, or is something else going on?
I believe it was not Chris Wilder in the photo. I did a bit of digging and a bit of talking and a bit of searching around, and as far as I'm aware, that wasn't Chris Wilder. So I can only go off of that. I do believe Chris Wilder is the one that the Reading wanted. I believe there's plenty of talks, and it wouldn't surprise me at all if there was some form of handshake or verbal agreement where you go, you know, by this certain date, I'll come in. I mean, all the potential jobs he was linked with have all been filled, with the likes of Huddersfield and Hearts, and even the vague one of Celtic is now looks like it's being filled by Brendan Rodgers. So unless he fancies his chances of hanging on until December and picking up a job halfway through the season. But as far as I'm aware, I still think it'll be Wilder. I just think it's taking a hell of a lot longer than anybody would have expected, the club included. But yeah, I don't think that was Wilder in the picture.
Okay. Well, look, James, thanks ever so much for joining us.
Cheers for having me.
Get back to trying to find out what's going on outside. And thanks very much.
That's good. Cheers for having me on. I wish I had more to say.
Yeah, thank you, James. So, look, Johnny, let's have a chat now about what, you know, we don't really know, do we? We're Reading fans. We're in the dark. We did think Chris Wilder was going to be the new manager. He might be. We've put out, you know, we prepared that episode, didn't we? And then we were waiting every morning. We're checking, searching for news about Chris Wilder, Reading, like nothing. And then, you know, Phil Parkinson's come out and said he'd be a great fit, but actually Reading would do really well to get him. So there's obviously, as James said earlier, that there's no smoke without fire. I think what's happened over this process is that we've gone from, okay, the disappointment of relegation, but now, you know, I was feeling quite positive about the reset, as it's been referred to. And the chance to rebuild the club. And then we heard that Chris Wilder was in the frame. Then he was the favourite. Then it looked like he'd been offered the job and it was going ahead. And now, literally in the last sort of couple of days, people are kind of sitting back and thinking, uh-oh, there could be something serious up here. So I think you alluded to it quite a while ago that you were concerned. What happens if the owner walks away, and we don't, you know, there isn't a long list of people willing to step in. So I don't know. We might be overthinking it. It might be that the owner just is not communicating, and he's going to hang around until there's a buyer. But there's clearly some sort of problem. So look. Here's some of the key problems that Reading fans are thinking about and wondering what's going on. So the list of issues is as follows. There's no actual news from the club. Players are leaving. Naby Sarr had a good end to the season. You know, decent player. He's gone. No comment whatsoever about the manager situation, which in a way you can understand. But it's just a bit bizarre, and you see other clubs you know, announcing managers, and it's, you know, it's going to be July soon. The owners seem to have disappeared. You know, there's talk now that he's looking to sell the club. Head of scouting, Jared Dublin, looks like he's on his way, probably to Stoke, after just 5 months at the club. And it looked like it was going to be Chris Wilder as Reading's new manager. We still think it might be. But I don't know if you saw on Twitter, AD Williams. There's now a rumour that the new manager is going to be Steve Cotchell, because AD Williams spotted someone in a car heading towards the direction of the training ground with a shirt with a Reading FC badge on it, and SJC on his car number plate, and Steve Cotchell's middle name begins with J. So does Steve Coppell's, by the way. So there's that rumour that's been started by AD Williams, because he said he was on his bike, he saw this, this is a true story. So that's the latest rumour. There's no updates, I don't think, on renewal of contracts. And basically, Johnny, none of the Reading fans know what's going on. That's the problem, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, you know, as a club, it's poor. Like you say, if Mark, you know, is off because of family issues or whatever, the buck shouldn't stop with him. You know, he needs his time to do whatever he does, or whatever else is going on behind the scenes. You know, we don't know, and that's people's private business. But as a club, they still have a, you know, they need to have communication, and communication is vital in any world, but more so than ever, you know, as our football club, all the fans and everyone that's involved, that this time more than ever, you know, there's been no communication around anything. And all, you know, and all it does for anyone, it creates anxiety. Even the most stable person in the world, if you don't hear what's going on, then, you know, now in this world that we live in of social media and ADC and someone in his car, and somebody else will be spotting some of the grey hair down at the training ground, which could have been me, I don't know. It just creates these stress. And, you know, the club, like you said earlier, they could have put a lot of this to bed. They could have just made a statement saying, this is what, you know, we haven't got a manager, whatever. This is what we're doing at the minute, whatever. Something. Give people something to work with. You know, Style, we've contacted them for an update, you know, and it's like, I don't know, trying to bang your head against a brick wall, constantly trying to get snippets of information that really, you know, unless there's a Chinese bureau list that pop around the owner's house and maybe ask him what's going on for us, that'd be great.
Well, I mean, it's getting to that point, isn't it?
Yeah.
And obviously, there was the session, I think, with Mark Bowen. Was it a Blue Collar Food a few weeks ago? You know, it was all very positive. And now the fans are saying it just sounds like a load of rubbish the way things are at the moment. So, look, you know, that question from John Randall on Twitter, he thinks that Wilder's a done deal. What do you think, Johnny?
I think it is a done deal, but there's something else going on, maybe. I had this feeling, you know, about the owners, if they, you know, they go down to League One, do they actually want to do it anymore? Is it like, you know, the problem in modern football, these owners, it's like a toy to them. Oh, you know, I don't want that one anymore. I'll go and get something else to play with because the money's not an issue for them. And, you know, and this is happening in football all around. And, you know, at the minute, it's going to go two ways. Maybe, you know, I don't know if the embargo has any impact on what's going on at the minute, because I don't think that's officially over till July. But I don't think that affects recruitment of managers and coaches and all that stuff. I think that's separate. But it's just not good news. You know, it's probably the biggest critical time in our club's history for probably since the last relegation in 98. You know, it's huge. It's a huge point of where we need to go, and they're really not helping themselves. And it's not, like I say, it's not about Mark and his personal issues. It's about a club. Somebody's in there, the CEO of any business should be speaking, and you're not getting that communication. You know, and
or giving that task to someone else.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
So, Anthony Smith, former Reading Chronicle, Reading reporter, as James referred to there, he's put something out on Twitter that there's I can't remember the exact wording, but the owner wants to sell the club. The owner's gone missing. Potentially that could scupper the Chris Wilder deal. And that I think this week there's genuine concern for the club. You know, what you alluded to it quite a long time ago, Johnny. And there's all sorts of issues, isn't there? But let's get back to a few of the questions. James doesn't know a lot. We know less than James does, I'm sure. But Chris Bennett on Facebook, 1871 podcast quiz winner. By the way, Johnny, before I read out that question, we seem to have turned up in roughly Reading away colours.
Yes.
Some sort of uniform. We didn't plan this in advance, by the way, but both in the sort of orange tribute to some of the away kits, in a way. Didn't even think about it like that. But anyway, get back to the question from Chris Bennett on Facebook. He wanted to know, did we get a fee from Naby Sarr? I don't know if James would have known that. We don't know that, do we? No. Why was he let go? I think it was more his decision, I guess.
Yeah.
Will we need another head of scouting? What do you think?
I mean, it's a huge role, isn't it? And you know, and you can't blame anyone for wanting to better themselves. If he's gone to a club back in the Championship, you know, more money or whatever. Mm. You know, that's where we are as a club. We're in League One, and you know, we have to wake up to the fact that we're not the Reading of old who had that pull is in, you know, that level. That's a big drop. But we're still a club that has a lot to offer, you know, the training facilities, and, you know, for a scouting system to be rebuilt possibly, you know, we've had, you know, with Brian on and still,
yeah,
even, you know, talking about the lack of scouting. So there's a huge, you know, opportunity there for someone to build if we still got a club.
and that's the concern, isn't it, for Reading fans? And I think probably what's happening is the people at the club are just getting on with their jobs in the best way possible. James said that, you know, everyone was at the training ground. So we don't know. We might be reading more into it. You know, it might be that the owners are just not around at the moment. They might be having a break, or, you know, we don't know. So it might be that it's kind of business as usual in the best way that they can. Obviously, Mark Bowen, as we said, off on compassionate leave. So we hope everything's okay there with Mark and his family. And Chris's other question, Chris Bennett, this is an interesting question, Johnny. Why is it taking so long to appoint a new manager? I think we've kind of covered that a little bit. It's probably to do with Mark Bowen not being around. What do you think the reason for the delay is? What's your thoughts, Johnny?
I honestly, like everyone, James was saying, you know, you got feeling. One minute you think, well, you know, maybe Bowen changed his mind. He's waiting for another job. He's looking for a club higher up. He doesn't want to do the whole rebuild. Then
you mean he does Wilder?
Yeah, like say, just like it's an opportunity. Or then you're going, well, hold on a second, because the people that are in, you know, certain people do, you know, in the journalist world, and you get, you know, when we talked about our famous fake episode there about Chris Wilder, like at that time, it was pretty much seen that it was a done deal, and it was pretty much 100% happening from certain, you know, the people, the sources, journalists-wise and bigger national-wise and everything like that. And then some, it just feels like something's changed. Something behind the scenes. And it can't just be down to somebody being on compassionate leave, because like you say, there's more than one person at a football.
It's like everything's ground to a halt, doesn't it?
We
got loads of questions from Reading fans, so I'm going to try and rattle through these.
Yeah.
So we try and give as short and succinct answers as we can. A lot of it would be based on stuff that we've heard. We're Reading fans. We don't really know what's going on. So we'll ask the questions and then see what we can make of it. So Dean Matthews on Twitter, he wants to know, why is there silence from Reading FC at the moment? I think we've probably covered that a little bit. And he says, apparently there's supposed to be some sort of valid reason for this and that things will return to normal soon. So that's probably to do with the Mark Bowen situation being on compassionate leave. Go on then, Johnny. I'll let you answer this question from Alex Miller on Facebook. When are we getting a new manager and who is it going to be? Go.
Right. Mystic Johnny. Here it goes. I reckon that we will get a new manager beginning of July. This is what I'm thinking now. For some reason in my head, beginning of July, we'll have a new manager. We'll have something in place. I don't know what that is. I just think that's where it will be at. That's where
we'll start. Who do you think it will be?
I'd say Chris Wilder. I think, you know, there's something there that's not gone away. He's not gone somewhere else. So and that's the person that's the best fit at the minute, you know, okay, where we're sitting now. So
what's going to happen first week of July? You heard it here from Johnny. First week of July, Reading will announce the new manager. It will be Chris Wilder. And then you can have a listen to the episode that we've already released where we've announced it. So Martin Toll on Facebook, question from him. He wonders whether the club would be better off getting another manager from the Championship merry-go-round and try for a quick fix return to the Championship, or actually do the club need to take a longer-term view and get a manager in who can develop a team with academy players coming through, a few more experienced players, and accepting that process might take a bit longer. I think Chris Wilder would be that man, wouldn't he?
Yeah, definitely. But again, it all depends what the owners are thinking. You know, like James alluded to them being here in a year's time, or are they gone already? You know, and that's where you need someone like Chris Wilder or any manager, you need to have reassurance that there's a plan, isn't there? You know, 3 years, this is a plan, or 2 years, or 1 year, you want to gamble for going back up. Fine, but give us a plan of something to work with. And again, it's silence.
So, look, I've got two questions here about the same subject. Ashley Looker and Andy Kov on Facebook. They both want to know, they've posed the question, do we think that Reading have enough financial backing? So Ashley Looker wants to know if we've got enough financial backing to have a proper go at returning back to the Championship at the first attempt. And Andy Kov wants to know, have we got enough financial backing to stay afloat and even start the new season? That's the concern that's creeping in now, isn't it?
Yeah, it's all or nothing. That's what it feels like. If the owner's there, great. He will back them financially as he's done before. But if he goes, there's a whole lot of debt and a whole lot of worry, you know, as a club to deal with, and a lack of squad and, you know, lots of things. You know, it's
a concern. Johnny, what's the debt as far as you understand it? I've heard 120 million, something like that,
isn't it? I mean, literally the owner, I think, you know, he owns everything in his name, isn't he? You know, I could be wrong. I could be, you know, the training ground, as far as I know, and you know, I don't know the ins and outs. I know there was, and I don't understand, there was £6 million worth of shares moved over. I don't know what that means.
I wonder whether, and I don't really fully understand that either, and I wonder whether that might be that doesn't mean he's put an extra £6 million into the club. He's released enough shares to the value of £6 million. So he's looking for people to buy those shares so Reading can bring £6 million into the club. That's my take on it. I don't know.
Yeah.
But yeah, we've got this debt and it is a concern. Another question here, Ollie Miller 18 on Instagram. His question is, who's going to be the new manager? Well, Johnny's answered that one already. Wilder, he reckons early July. Phil Kinsey Evans on Facebook, is the silence from the owners because they've abandoned the club and they're looking to sell on? Well, we've kind of covered that a little bit. Dean Matthews, some of these are a bit more kind of forthright in their wording. Dean Matthews on Facebook asked a question that sounds like a joke, this actually, which is what a lot of Reading fans are thinking at the moment anyway. How many clowns can run a football club? Next season, my suggestion is the stadium could be renamed the Circus Arena Stadium. So Gerard Lavelle on Facebook, here's an interesting question for you, Johnny. You might know the answer to this. Which academy players should be looking forward, or should the Reading fans be looking forward to seeing in the first team next season?
Well, I think you know, all the lads that have played towards the end of the season, like Abrifa, the Clark, the keeper. What was, you know, John Clark as well, who started off last season, got injured. I thought he looked promising. You know, he started off in the paper friendlies and first couple of games and was looking like he, you know, was at a level. So they're certainly there. And I think, you know, there's, you know, whatever happens, there's going to be opportunities for young players to have a pathway at Reading again. Mm. You know, I think, you know, with the way that the club, hopefully, being positive, is being run the way it should be, then they'll have those chances to progress. And, you know, with Noel Hunt, hopefully still the club with the under-23s, he's the perfect person. He knows what they need for the first team. He'll get them through.
Yeah. Well, we, Johnny, we've got so many questions from Reading fans. We could easily do another episode on this. So apologies if you put a question out there and we haven't read it out.
I threw them in yes and no fashion.
Yeah, well, we're running out of time now. So look, a couple more, both on the same subject. So Mark Campbell on Twitter and Caroline Parker on Twitter. Mark Campbell says, is the club up for sale? We've discussed that. We think it might be available for sale. Let's put it like that. Caroline Parker on Twitter asks the same question. Is the club up for sale? And also, based on us asking on social media for fans to ask questions about what is going on at the club, Caroline says, crikey, how long have you got to record this episode?
Where do you advertise selling your football club? Anyway, why don't you, is there a website you can go look at football clubs for sale?
Do you know what? There are organisations that help people buy football clubs.
Yeah.
No, I don't think it's advertised on Facebook or in the Sunday Times or anything like that. Just rattling through a few more of the questions. Andrew Ray on Twitter, he said, do you mean you're going to answer questions about what are we sure of? That would be quicker. That's true. So I can answer that one. Yes, it would be quicker, but it would be a very short episode indeed. We don't know a lot. We're just hearing stuff. Alan Munro on Twitter wanted to know, why is there nothing meaningful coming from the club in terms of information? We've covered that. The manager, players, recruitment, no word coming out after we got relegated. The ownership, all huge issues that fans are rightly concerned about. And many feel that something should have been put out, even if it's we can't say yet. So I think that's the point, isn't it? So that's Alan Munro on Twitter. Nothing's coming out of the club. So look, we've got a few minutes left, Johnny. What I'm going to do is I'm just going to read out a few more of these questions so people do get a mention, as many as we possibly can. Michael Hawks on Facebook. He wants to know, and a couple of Reading fans at least have asked this question as well, do we think it might end up being Mark Bowen as manager again? What do you think?
Ah, look, I'd hope not. I think because Mark's in a, you know, his role there, you know, from what he said, and hopefully he's being followed through, that he's the right person for that job. We need the right backroom staff, and he's part of that, and, you know, and let the manager do his job.
All right, Johnny, I think we'll... We've got two final questions. Yeah. One of those questions is from two separate fans. So Daryl Eaton and Andrew Ray on Twitter, not together, separately, they both think that we might be getting a player manager and that could be the reason for the delay with the announcement. Some Reading fans have commented on that. They think it's a silly idea. We had a player manager before, didn't we? Mark McGee. And then, of course, Jimmy Quinn and Mick Goodin. But actually, the Mark McGee team started doing well when Mark McGee stopped playing. So, look, I think it might, rather than a player manager, it might have more to do with July the 1st. And actually, when we transition from being a Championship club into being a League One club, that kind of starts on July the 1st and all that sort of thing. So I think it's possibly more to do with the date. And then Steve Mulford on Facebook, I think he speaks for a lot of the Reading fans. He said, I'm concerned at all levels at how this club has been managed so badly to be in the financial state it is, but also at how the on-field management has been successively for so long, so bad. The silence from the club is deafening and also insulting to the fans. The club have a lot of bridge building to do, and they must start by communicating a lot better than they have. And please, can we have a definitive statement from the owner as to what his vision stroke plan is for the immediate and long term? What restrictions in terms of financial limits have been imposed or not by the EFL? You know, what is being done to recruit the manager and the players? I mean, that
sums it up, doesn't it?
Yeah, we don't know. That's the problem, isn't it? And look, just I'm going to do two more questions, then we have to leave it there. So Amanda Wood on Facebook, why are the owners keeping us in the dark and not saying anything? And George on Twitter, final question here. Where's the communication from the club? What's happening on the manager front? Is there someone in place to take over recruitment if Jared Dublin does go as the transfer window's approaching? What are the answers from the club? What's happening about a potential sale of the club? These are all the questions the fans want to know. So look, Johnny needs to jump off now, but I'm going to carry on. I'm going to read out a few more questions so you guys get a mention who haven't so far. So Johnny, I know you need to go. So thanks for joining me.
No worries. Take care.
And you can have a listen back to the end bit to see what you missed.
Make sure you say nice things about me.
Yeah. All right. Oh, that Johnny Hunt. Well, what a story about him. Anyway, yeah. Johnny.
See ya. Bye-bye.
Cheers. So, a few more questions here to read out while we wrap up. And it's just me now. So James joined us earlier on. Johnny's had to go as well. So just me on my Todd now. So Alan McMullen on Facebook says, who are the realistic candidates for the manager, if not Wilder? Well, we do think probably it is Wilder. There's a rumour about Steve Cottrell. We don't know, Alan, is the answer to that. And also Alan says, the Wilder situation has gone on so long. Is that because he hasn't had the assurances he wanted about squad spending, all the speculation, etc.? What will Reading do to get more kids to the games? I think that's a good question. You know, are there going to be more schools and grassroots initiatives next year? It was great to see the turnouts on those occasions last season. So, agree with you on that one, Alan. Answer to your question is we don't know. Andrew Taylor on Facebook. This is the question that a lot of fans want to know. What's the plan? How can the club treat its supporters like this? That's the way a lot of the fans are feeling, isn't it? We've just sold a player. It didn't even get a mention. There was the letter from Mark Bowen to the club, and now shit show, he's called it. I think a lot of Reading fans would agree with that. That's Andrew Taylor. That's his comment. And he sums it up, shambles. So that kind of sums up the feeling of a lot of Reading fans. Jason Treby on Twitter, he says, probably the main question is, what has happened to the marketing and comms team? So they're sending out random things about other teams in the league, yet no comms on SAR or updates on the manager, despite getting tagged on hundreds of tweets by fans asking for an update. They can squash these rumours easily, but instead the silence is just fueling uncertainty and unrest by the majority of the fan base. So, Jason, I think we've answered that a little bit. It's probably a bit to do with the situation with Mark Bowen. So, look, another question here. Karen Irene on Facebook. How many players have get-out clauses if we were relegated, which we were, that were written into their contracts? And will there be enough players left to be managed should we ever get a new manager? So I suspect, in answer to that, Karen, and I don't know, but I've got a feeling that whoever the new manager is going to be might have been decided already, might be Chris Wilder, and they're working in the background pending the official announcement. So I think fairly soon after the official announcement, we'll get the announcement on new players coming in. So my answer to that question would be yes, we'll have enough players to put a team out, I would think. So another question, Karsh Davey on Facebook. Are we waiting until July the 1st for an announcement? Could another manager appointment potentially make us fall foul of any EFL ruling? That's a really good question from Karsh. I think kind of the 1st of July topic is relevant. I think, you know, after the 1st of July, that's when we'll see something happens. That possibly means that there's still going to be no news until at least the 1st of July. In answer to that other question, Karsh, don't know. So Steve Sawyers on Twitter says, in the light of Wilder not being announced, could it be that the club are waiting until the embargo is fully lifted in order to give him exactly what he wants? Also, if this circus carries on with no information from the club and people walking away, let's have a protest and a piss up at the SCL. So again, excuse the language if you're offended by any of that, but those are the comments and that's the way a lot of people are feeling. So I think that's a valid point there. I think, you know, July could be when we start seeing some information coming through. He also says, so this is Steve Sawyers on Twitter. He also says, as a fan of 32 years, if Dye walks away without finding a buyer like he has done before, what are the chances that the club would eventually liquidate, as nobody will want to take on that level of debt? And he puts it at nearly 200 million. I don't know what the number is. I've heard 120 million. You know, on Steve's message, he said it's closer to 200 million. You know, would a new owner, or would we even get a new owner who would want to sort of pay off that debt? Not being overly positive here, but just using this as an example. Let's look back at, you know, a lot of clubs like Man City, for example. Man City were in the same kind of situation that Reading are in now. I'm not suggesting that we're going to be winning the Champions League anytime soon. I'm definitely not suggesting that. But you look at clubs like Man City, Brighton as well, and they sorted things out. Obviously, Man City had the new owners coming in, but Brighton kind of, you know, did it with the help of the fans. So if it comes to that, you know, maybe if it does get that bad, we'll find a way, as a lot of these other clubs have done. And of course, some clubs have gone out of business and they've reformed with a different name, etc. We don't know if we're anywhere near that sort of situation at the moment, but I think Steve on Twitter makes a really valid point there. So I wanted to kind of rattle through those remaining questions to read out as many as we could. We obviously can't give you all the answers. We can't even give you most of the answers definitively, of course, because we don't know. But thanks, everyone, to you for putting your questions. We hope you found that interesting and some stuff to think about. Thanks to Johnny, as usual, for co-hosting the episode. And thank you to our guest, James Earnshaw of the Reading Chronicle. So keep an eye on the Chronicle, because James will only put out stories when there's kind of facts involved as a journalist. So keep an eye on the Reading Chronicle. If there's not too much news on there, then that's because there's not too much news coming out of the club or in general. So thanks to James Earnshaw of the Reading Chronicle. Thanks for listening and watching. This is a special one-off episode. So Series 2 is finished. Our episode where we announced that Chris Wilder was going to be new Reading manager to put out and go live when it was officially announced. We thought that was going to be happening imminently. It hasn't, but we've sort of put that episode out there for a bit of fun. Take the mickey out of us if you want to for that. That's absolutely fine. But look, thanks for joining us, and we'll wrap it up there. And finally, thanks to Johnny again, and thanks to our special guest, James Earnshaw from the Reading Chronicle.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kid's PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.